going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hear that? That's the sound of the engines that make America hum. The sound of our state's surging manufacturing industry. Our Senator John Fetterman stood strong for workers. He voted to protect Pennsylvania jobs, stop the needless waste of American energy, and hold big polluters accountable. Thank you, Senator Fetterman, for fighting for us. Paid for by Environmental Defense Fund.
Back to Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School, the New School Way. A lot has been going on, Austin. And some, I wouldn't say call it groundbreaking news, but it's some odd news. It was almost as odd as the sale of the Charlotte Hornets for, I wouldn't say pennies on the dollar, but definitely got fleeced by the hedge fund guys from Chicago. Michael Jordan has decided to be a contributor. I guess during the playoffs and maybe for the foreseeable future, you know, obviously mainly with the Peacock Network. It's odd because Jordan is obviously in anything outside of anything that he really wanted to do has been off the grid. I mean, he wanted to wear cargo shorts at every golf course that he played at. He didn't, you know, high-end places didn't like that. He built his own course. That's pretty, pretty sweet. Big contributor to the North Carolina, obviously, athletic department, and we know with the Jordan brand, so forth and so on.
He loves Hubert Davis. I love that about him.
What'd you say?
And he loves Hubert Davis. I love that about him.
Yeah, he likes Hubert. Yeah, yeah, because they all do could beat up on him. And then he's done some other things, jumped into NASCAR, and is really loving that. Even he has a, you know, not necessarily NASCAR, but it's like street racing bike, you know, crew that he sponsors. So he's definitely, you know, fulfilling those competitive juices as much as he can, as far as in another arena that he doesn't have, you know, firsthand experience with. But now to jump into TV, which is going to be interesting because it's a different type of critique that he's going to face, right? And, you know, I think Michael Jordan is superiorly intelligent as far as the basketball game, and it's not because anybody's heard him talk about the game, because he didn't. I mean, the Last Dance was the closest that you got as a look into what really made him tick by, you know, the different stories, so forth and so on. Now you're really going to see the basketball magician, you know, I guess a savant or whatever you want to call it, really break down basketball, really break down different teams, really break down what it takes to win. And, you know, I think it's going to be a treat, and maybe it's something he's been really maybe fighting to get into or looking forward to get into. Either way, I think, you know, after the first couple weeks or a couple months, I think it's going to be a pretty sweet deal to hear Michael Jordan on a somewhat consistent basis put himself out there, not through a statement, not through a, you know, off schedule interview, you know, maybe the interview that he got interviewed in the golf locker room, you know, with the tie on, smoking a cigar, you know, that's on YouTube. You know, that I'm talking about real deal, lights, camera, action, you know, live TV, really getting it off the cuff, I think is going to be pretty special.
I hope you're right. What gives me a little bit of pause is the Tom Brady experiment. Tom Brady didn't necessarily translate. And I don't know how much of that is because of his part ownership stake in the Raiders, how much he could be around versus not be around. I will not argue that Michael Jordan, you know, doesn't know the game. He knows the game, right? He's Michael Jordan. We know that he knows basketball. We know he can break it down. But it doesn't necessarily always translate to TV, especially not right away, right? I think there are ways that they can use Michael Jordan that would really amplify him, right? I don't know if he would be the best fit with the guys on inside the NBA, right? They each other a lot. They go back and forth. And again, I'm not going to say he doesn't have personality or couldn't handle it.
He got thin skin, though.
maybe a little bit, right? How would that play on TV? You don't want him storming off. You don't want him trying to, you know, cross up his host or turn it into a one-upmanship game. But at the same time, maybe that would be better for him because you don't want this NBC crew just to defer to him. If he says something that's wrong or something that they think is off base, will they be comfortable challenging him? I mean, this is Michael Jordan. Maybe they've met him. Maybe they've, you know, rubbed elbows with him or something before. But the best TV, especially, is when these people, you know, either build on each other and their points and they amplify it, or there's some contention, right? Someone says, well, yeah, I did a different way. Mike, you know, Michael Jordan should probably have the last word. If someone analyzes the game, they see something, Michael Jordan says, oh, yeah, that's a good eye. I appreciate that you said that and you saw that. Here's what I see to add onto what you're doing. I hope they don't put Michael Jordan in a box and make him so rigid and stilted that you can tell it's his first time doing, you know, really extended TV for something like this. I hope that these people are okay with going back and forth with him, that he's okay with that, you know, challenging him a little bit here and there. And I hope it doesn't devolve into just a bunch of, you know, coach speak, essentially, or just a bunch of agreeing and always letting Michael have the last word because he's Michael Jordan. Because, I mean, basketball's back on NBC. That's something I didn't grow up with. It went away before. Yeah. I know a lot of people have a lot of nostalgia for that. And cool, the NBC is trying to stoke that and trying to feed it. Just make it count, because you really only get one shot at a first impression with Michael Jordan doing basketball analysis on TV. Make it count. It needs to be awesome because it could be really awesome.
Yeah, you know, the Tom Brady thing, I really, you know, I didn't think he was too bad. I mean, obviously, I think he was a little bit inexperienced, but, you know, I think when you first heard Tony Romo, he wasn't very good. And Tony Romo, I think, is worn on people as well, and also coaches and players. It'll be interesting, the dynamic and what is set forth for Michael Jordan. He's a control freak. He's been able to control the narrative in every single thing that he's done in his life, and it's worked out really well for him. So TV is something that you generally can't control, besides of saying that what you will and won't do, you know, and he'll have a long runway to decide what he's feeling comfortable with and not. Jordan can talk trash with the best of them. It'll be interesting to see if him and Barkley mend their friendship. That was really petty for Jordan to be upset with him. And what he does, it could be just a one-on-one type of studio thing, which he's done. He's very comfortable with. I mean, when you hear some of his interviews back when he was a player, he was very, very humble and very, very thoughtful and very, very informative as far as what it took to win. And then obviously how they won, you know, as far as their opponents. And so It'll be interesting to see how they do it. And it's probably been in the works for a couple of years. I don't think Michael Jordan does anything on like, hey, call you up on a February 1st on a, you know, odd winter day. And then, you know, they're trying to get something going here, you know, before the playoffs or finish before the, you know, NBA finals or playoffs. It's something that's probably been floated out and probably thought about. And then obviously moved forward in a very slow pace. So it'll just be interesting to see what the payoff is, because one thing Jordan's not going to do is open himself up for criticism at this point in his life and his brand. Considering, you know, the sale of the Hornets, even though you walk away at $3 billion, you know, could have got more. And, you know, he makes a ton of money from, you know, Jordan and all that stuff. He doesn't have to do this. So he's going to make sure it's going to be well worth his time. And then more importantly, protects himself and his brand, you know, moving forward. So, you know, there's really
interesting then, Jay, just the difference in approach between Michael Jordan and LeBron, right? Both, you know, in the conversation for greatest basketball player of all time, both go about their business in very different ways. I don't think LeBron is going to fade into the spotlight like Michael Jordan did. Now, some of that is, you know, young kids, one of them playing in the NBA or the D League right now in Bronny. Bryce is on his way up, headed to college at some point. LeBron has always been forward-facing and front-facing, right? Not really reluctant about it. Sure, maybe he had to grow into the spotlight at times, but I don't think you're going to see LeBron disappear. He's talked about wanting to get involved in ownership to some degree, like Michael Jordan did. If we went, you know, 10 or 15 years with only, you know, like quarterly or every, you know, 6 month statements from LeBron to these weird one-off interviews, that would be such a departure from the brand, the persona that LeBron James has built, right? Michael was able to get away with being a little more private, a little more contained. I mean, obviously he's a celebrity. He's out there, but not to the same degree that LeBron is. So to see that juxtaposition, I wonder how much LeBron is watching Michael. I wonder how much Michael's watched LeBron, and to see how they, those two feed off each other as LeBron gets near the end of his career.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's one of the things that, you know, Michael obviously was able to take advantage of the, you know, the media cycle and not the lack of, like, intensity. And then whereas LeBron is, you know, which is a different in personality where he controls the narrative of by participating in the media. Jordan would just be ice cold and you wouldn't hear from him for years or, you know, months until the NBA season would get started. And so it'll be interesting to see if Jordan kind of leans on LeBron and look how maybe he did his podcast and all that stuff that he's doing and versus, you know, what he used to do, because it's drastically changed, probably 15.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hear that? That's the sound of the engines that make America hum. The sound of our state's surging manufacturing industry. Our Senator John Fetterman stood strong for workers. He voted to protect Pennsylvania jobs, stop the needless waste of American energy, and hold big polluters accountable. Thank you, Senator Fetterman, for fighting for us. Paid for by Environmental Defense Fund.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Pennsylvania. T&Cs apply.
20 times, and obviously it's something that he can't do like he used to do. And so he has good, smart people around him. I'm sure it'll be, you know, small bits and pieces and then grow if it's something that he wants to move forward with. I doubt you're going to see him on every Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday night or anything like that. But I think, you know, for the little time or the if you get him for a lot, it's going to be, you know, must-see TV, because anytime you can get somebody – with his intelligence, his background, and his success, you know, on and off the court, and then also knows what it takes to win. Doesn't matter the era that he played in, is going to be pretty special. So another thing that's special, Austin, which is crazy, is our boy Chris Berman dialed back up with ESPN for 2029. Look, Chris Berman is awesome. Has always been awesome. Isn't on as much, obviously, getting a little bit older, but he is one of the OGs. And it makes me wonder if, you know, first of all, with NFL primetime and, you know, Tom Jackson, you know, I'm not sure of his health, but those two together were great. And you've transitioned into with, you know, Teddy Bruschi and Moss and all those guys, Jeff Saturday and all that stuff with the pancakes. But still, Chris Berman, when he does his NFL primetime, is must-see TV. And it's not a big role. I wonder if, At what point in time when it was really, really popular, did he somehow have some ownership into ESPN? You get what I'm saying? Because
yeah.
He's without him, ESPN is not what it is right now.
Mm-hmm.
Point blank. And plenty of other ones. I mean, you got Kenny Mayne that started there, Rich Eisen, everybody who's there.
Stuart with ESPN. That was just announced today.
Right. Yeah. And Stuart Scott, you know, and guys like that have more than paved the way for the McAfees and Stephen A. Smiths and everything like that. And the way that, you know, it's grown to, you know, a conglomerate. You got to think when they first started, I bet you they were in a bootleg studio and now they have a campus, you know, mm-hmm. a full on campus. And so, you know, he's getting a little long in the tooth, but he's also like a coach and maybe like Lee Corso, where this is just a part of his life. He's going to do it until he can't physically do anymore. And I'm sure they made concessions on, you know, as far as, yeah, I mean, see, not having him on as much and stuff like that, and he's okay with it. But I bet you he's moved into more of a creative behind the scenes. This works. This guy will be long-term successful and in keeping his imprint, you know, kind of behind the scenes. It's almost like, you know, people talk about Michael Jackson and Prince and obviously all the albums and songs that they've had, right? You know, and that's what you see on the forefront. They never talk about all the songs that they've written and all the other artists that they've been able to help get be successful, and they are successful right now, by either lending a hand or giving them some you know critique on what they're doing with their craft. And so I thought it was interesting that he's going to be around for another, was it 5 years or 4 years, you know, five football seasons. So 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, probably be his last one. But it'd be really, really interesting to see what his role is and what it starts to morph into later in that contract. You know, when you get to the last year or two, is it, you know, a farewell tour, you know, kind of like, you know, you did with like Kobe and all them, mm-hmm. or is it like, okay, this is the end of the contract, but this is what's next until the foreseeable future?
It's really interesting because this, I think, is just a good necessary PR move for that four-year network because of all the stuff that hasn't gone its way in the last five, six, seven, however many years. We just had, what, SNL's 50th anniversary not that long ago. That was a big deal. They brought the gang all back together. And that's different than what ESPN is going to do, and that's still some time down the road. But to have not just an OG, but probably the OG of ESPN. I mean, they're from the beginning, didn't really, you know, have any dalliances with other networks in any major way. To have Chris Berman still around, I mean, that's just, that's enduring. That's a bedrock sort of guy, sort of personality for ESPN to have. One of those fan service things, and he's still, you know, maybe not top of his game, but Jay, I think Chris Berman's closer to the top of his game than Lee Corso was by the end, or Dick Vitale. And, you know, with all due respect to those two guys in Corso and Vitale, who are legendary for what they did, I've been over their shtick for 5 years, right? Not everyone gets to have the moment where they go out on top, right? Not everyone retires a Super Bowl winner. Not everyone, you know, wins the final game that they play in. But I think if Chris Berman is still going strong in 5 years, if he can call it quits, say, I was around for the first 50 years of ESPN, I left my mark, I did my part, have his final sign-off as a part of ESPN's 50th anniversary celebration, that's going to be a whole lot better for him, and I think a whole lot better for that network than, you know, Dick Vitale's stop and start. I mean, he's overcome throat cancer a couple different times, but the shtick's kind of played out, if you ask me. You love his enthusiasm, his joy for the game. I don't necessarily love Dickie V on color commentary. And even Lee Corso. You could see how bad it got toward the end with Coach Corso, who, to his credit, still showed up every week.
And he
hasn't been the right guy to replace him. They're still trying to work through it. But you lose and diminish an institution like that on the premier pregame show, maybe in all of sports, and College Game Day. You know, it's going to be an adjustment period. It's going to take some time. But I think that the Berman news is welcome news. I think it's a great just idea for ESPN to keep this guy around till its 50th anniversary. To me, it's a bit of a no-brainer at this point. So I'm glad they did the simple thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got to think of the heat that they've been under, you know, for ESPN, which is Disney, right? Where you think about Mickey Mouse and all that. Hey, they got some smoke in the city the last couple of years, Austin, you know, whether it's recently with Shannon Sharp, or you have, you know, Pat McAfee, you know, kind of flying off the hook, and then, you know, calling the higher ups out and so forth and so on. And then the budget cuts where you were getting rid of you know, some prominent shows and prominent people that were part of the process of taking ESPN to the heights that they are. Mm-hmm. And Chris Berman has always been that kind of go-to, right? It's always, and he has that, I know you never met him, I've met him. He has that all shucks. You have met him. My dad
was on a game show for ESPN that Chris Berman had.
That's right. You told me that. But here's the thing about Chris Berman when you meet him. First of all, he's about 6'4" and a half. Okay. And Chris Berman's body type is one of the boys, and that's how he acts when you meet him. He's one of the guys. He's a guy that you would think that I vision Chris Berman being at, if you ever seen the show Rounders, at one of the Boston bars, and, you know, talking about the Celtics and the Patriots or whatever sports from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. You know, having a couple beers, hey, let's share a burger, all right, I'll see you tomorrow, we'll talk about that. And, you know, and that's how he is. But he has a great personality and the delivery. And the reason why I say that's important is because he bridges the gaps from mm-hmm. everybody. So whether it's corporate gaps, the everyday gaps of people, the guys that are really studious as far as football goes, because he can get serious about football and about schemes and about players and all that stuff. So I think it was a no-brainer, but I also think it's very interesting how long. It's five more seasons. And so, look, whether it's Michael Jordan, who's the GOAT, right, in a lot of ways and on and off the court, you know, as far as – well, on the court for sure. Off the court, brand-wise, I think he's still the GOAT. I mean, heck, he's been retired for I don't know how long. And Chris Berman is the GOAT behind – or one of the GOATs or in the most relevant in recent GOATs behind the mic. And so I think it's a, you know, pretty cool day for – sports media, TV, radio, X, Y, and Z to have both these guys, you know, are going to extend their career. Then obviously Michael Jordan getting started.
And nobody circles the wagons.
The wagons. Like, hey, he loved them Buffalo Bills, though, man. And you know the coolest thing about Chris Berman? I was in Phoenix and making an appearance down there, and he knew who I was, man. It's like your badge of honor. Yeah, well, I mean, I was playing, but he was like, man, you know, you're having a pretty good year and stuff like that. And so, and he's not afraid to call you out. He had me on a high. Now, I will tell you this, though, Austin. Him and Tom Jackson, we were playing at that time the Washington Redskins. I had a pretty good game. I had all my family there. Steve Spurrier was the coach. They kind of ran this kind of a hard route, man-to-man defense. And my guy blocked, so I blitzed. But the other guy ran past my linebacker mate. Who they highlighted your boy. I got to ask him about that. Yeah, it was Tom Jackson, too, man. He should have known better. But, you know, either way, though, but you know what? 2 weeks later, you know, I think I went for like 28 tackles. He highlighted it like two or three times. So, you know, I'm glad to see him back, though. But what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break, come back, and then we'll be back. Put a bow on this Monday, on this beautiful Monday in Lincoln, sponsored by the Mercado. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, Old School. We'll be right back.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hear that? That's the sound of the engines that make America hum. The sound of our state's surging manufacturing industry. Our Senator John Fetterman stood strong for workers. He voted to protect Pennsylvania jobs, stop the needless waste of American energy, and hold big polluters accountable. Thank you, Senator Fetterman, for fighting for us. Paid for by Environmental Defense Fund.